Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the wonderful applause time and again. It does give you energy. Next, we move on to the pure expression, whereas kathaks, we narrate stories or episodes. I have for you an episode about Lord Krishna, the divine flute player, who took the avatar of a human being, Vishnu, who took the avatar of Krishna, of a human being, on earth. Krishna is a divine flute player who lived in the village of Vrindavan as a cowherd, as a shepherd. Here is a gopi, a woman, one of the women folk in the village of Vrindavan. Everybody knows about the mischief and the pranks that Lord Krishna played. And she's saying, "Oh Krishna, why do you stop my way so?" She's complaining. "You fight with me all the time. If I complain, you throw mud in my eyes. You pull on my plait. You break my bangles. You snatch away my necklace. If I am going to the river to fetch water, you throw a stone and break the mud pot. I'm completely drenched. And all this is so embarrassing in front of the villagers. Everybody laughs at me. Why do you stop my way so?" She tells a friend, "I have tried requesting him in every possible way, but he just does not listen. You go and try." And when she returns, she says, "Didn't I tell you? He doesn't listen." She says, "He embraces me in front of everybody." And we are talking about, say, the 14th or the 16th century BC. So at that time, some boy embracing a married woman was really embarrassing. And she keeps saying, "Why do you stop my way so? You steal the butter from my mud pot. You break into my house with your friends and you steal the butter and buttermilk." All these complaints underline a hidden love for Krishna. You will see behind the complaints, she always loves him with all her heart. But one day, she feels that I love him so much and he does not love me back. I have had enough of these embarrassments. I should go away and live in some other village. As she's moving away, Krishna starts playing the flute. And everybody knows that when he starts playing the flute, it is so mesmerizing. Not just men and women, the birds in the sky, the deer in the forest, everybody has to stop what they're doing and everybody is pulled towards him. So here she is, pulled towards him, and again, with a smile on her face, she says, "Why do you stop my way so?" Written by the great maestro, Pandit Bindadin Maharaji. He was a great teacher who belong to the traditional family of dancers. Incidentally, Kathak is a male dance, and he belonged to the male dancer family. And he wrote over 250 such songs and around 2,500 presentations which are specially made for Kathak. Beautifully composed musically and lyrically. The dance, of course, is my teacher's. Hope you enjoy this one. Hey children, try and see me playing the gopi, the woman, and Krishna. See if you understand something. Let's talk at the end of the performance.